You are listening to the Wisdom with Trish podcast. This is episode 72, Putting Out Fires. Welcome to Wisdom with Trish. I'm Trish. I'm your host. I'm a mom to 6 kids. I've been married to my sweetheart for 28 years. And I'm a life coach. But most of all, and why we're all here, is I spent 30 years chronic dieting. Yep, most of my life I've spent trying to be in a smaller body. And this podcast is about my journey to turning to God and trusting Him to not diet anymore. I found a path of health and a path of loving the space I take up in the world. And I'm here now to help other women do the same. So I'm so glad you're going to join me on the journey. All right, here we go. Hey, 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 everybody. I just got back from my walk, my morning walk, and it started to drizzle right when I walked in my front door. And so it's raining outside, and in Texas in the summer, a rain is just so beautiful. So anyway, I'm having a really great day so far. Today. I hope you are too. Today I am going to be a little bit vulnerable on the podcast. I really questioned whether I would share this or not, but I just think that me showing you my struggle only helps you. And, we're going to talk about some stuff today. And I share it all with you mostly because I just want us to all see the humanness of the lives that we're living. And no matter how much we work towards loving ourselves, we're just going to continue to have a human brain. So let me tell you what I want, what's been going on with me. So we were in Utah and we had the most beautiful experience. I talked a little bit about it. It was beautiful, awesome, and there was beautiful hard parts to it too. And one of the hard parts to our trip was I have lots of nieces and nephews. They all have phones. They all take a lot of video and they all take a lot of pictures. So I was in a circumstance where I was having my picture taken quite a bit and lots of videos of myself. And then there are lots of sharing of that, right? So I'm seeing my body in pictures a lot. And I was not happy with how I looked. And it became such a problem in my brain while I was gone. And such a frustrating problem, right? Because I feel like, oh, I eat the way I'm supposed to. And I take care of myself. And I just don't want to look like that. I want to look better than that, right? And so I'm frustrated with the way my pictures look. I'm frustrated that all my nieces and nephews are like sharing it everywhere. And I just kind of went in a tailspin. A tailspin to the point where I'm thinking, maybe I need to, really start focusing on my 2 pounds of vegetables a day. Or maybe what if we went back to our 500 calories? I could still eat plants, but I'll just eat my 500 calories a day and I'll take my hormone. Or what about weight loss surgery? What if I just did weight loss surgery? Now, I wouldn't get to do my Wisdom with Trish stuff anymore and I wouldn't be the coach, but that's okay. I just need to fix this problem. Y'all, I went to the crazy zone, but I didn't even see it. My brain is on overdrive. What had happened? My brain saw a problem because I had decided it was a problem of how I looked in the pictures. And what did my brain do? This is a problem we need to solve. Let me start spewing out to you all the things we should do to fix it. And my brain's been really good at that over the years. It's like, oh, this is a problem I'm used to. I have all the answers for you, Trish. But this, I'm not quite onto my brain right away. So this is like a struggle for me. And I'm really having a challenging time. Like most of my way home on our long drive home was me trying to figure this out. Like, what am I going to do? I've got to fix this. This is a problem. I don't even see that I'm in my loop of thinking I have a problem and thinking that my body's the problem and that I don't see any of it. All I see is this is a problem and I need to fix it. And I'm really been, I don't even want to do what God has shown me anymore. Like, just, I just want to be out. I just don't want to feel this way about how I look anymore. And so I come home pretty frustrated and I continue to eat my plants, right? But I'm a mess. And so I sign up. I have a coach and she's my business coach, but I knew if I signed up with her that she would help me, that she'd help me look at my brain. And because I just needed some help. And so I signed up and she helps me in the degree that she's like, Trish, so you have a human brain and your human brain is showing up in this circumstance. Anyway, so she was helpful and she helped me see, like, she's like, there isn't a problem here. This is just, you had something happen that you didn't like, and what are we going to do about it? And it's usually, as we know, it's not your body, it's your thoughts. So what are we going to think about this? And she's telling me things and the tools I have that she doesn't coach with, I start remembering and I start thinking to myself, oh my goodness. Okay. My body's never the problem. She's right. It's my thoughts. And what do I want to think about this? And so I started remembering, I coach women on that when they look, what they look like in pictures. And I start reminding myself, and let me tell you about this, because I'm going to tell you the key when you don't like yourself in pictures. You have to know when you have a picture taken of you, it's going to be different than when you look in the mirror. So we're all very used to looking at ourselves in the mirror in one dimension, right? And what happens when other people take pictures of us, it's all different dimensions, right? Dimensions that our brains are not used to seeing. And so I'm pretty sure when all those pictures are being taken of me, my poor little brain is just not used to seeing all those angles and those different shots and those, you know, not, I don't get to be posed perfectly. And my brain really didn't like it. And it's not used to it. And so it's going to think that there's a problem. And really, there is no problem. Because something I have to remind myself of when I see photos I don't like of myself is even when I lived in a smaller body, I didn't like pictures of myself of all angles back then either. I was trying to pose right. People that live in smaller bodies than me are trying to pose in their pictures, right? We are all doing it. We all want to like ourselves in the picture. And that requires lots of, like, the right angle and the right, you know, you have to pose right and you got to stand right. And, like, you know, when we have family pictures, that's what I tell the photographer every time. It's like, your number one job is to make me look good. So to show me how to stand. You know, we all do this. I don't know, we talk about it. I don't know that we're upfront about it, but we all care about that. And so, so I had to start doing some work on my brain. And what's fascinating is my kids are all showing me pictures because they think I look adorable in them. They're like, Mom, look at you in this. You look so cute. And I'm just like, of course, horrified. But they think I look amazing because they look at me at all angles all the time. Right? But my brain isn't used to it. And so, and y'all, I felt so cute the whole time I was in Utah. I had bought some new outfits. And I just felt really cute the whole time. And I even had some evidence I looked cute because people would tell me. But the pictures just threw me. Because we just think we look a different way in our minds than we probably actually look, right? And so when I was going through all this, I actually shared it with my oldest daughter. And she sent me a meme. And it said, you know, when you take a picture of a beautiful sunset, and then you look at the photo and you're like, that doesn't even do that sunset justice. She said, that's the same as for us. That's what the meme said, is you need to offer yourself or you need to remember that the next time you see a picture. I'm butchering her poor meme. But it just said, you need to remember that when you look at a picture you don't like. Most likely it's not, the picture cannot do you justice to. It's just a beautiful idea, right? And so, yeah. So sometimes I'm nervous to show you that I have struggles too. But no matter how much we figure out and we coach ourselves and we can live in a better space, which is awesome. Like most of the time, y'all, I do not wake up and have a struggle with my body every day. I just don't do that anymore. But something happened on vacation and it completely came roaring its ugly head again. And yay that I know how to manage it. Yeah, I know how I have the tools to take care of it. And so, yeah, I wanted you to hear that today. And when I got coached from my coach about it, I said, I just don't know how I'm the leader. How am I the leader when I go through this? How can I be the leader if I still struggle sometimes? And she gave me some pretty good feedback to that. And she just said, Trish, that is exactly what qualifies you to be the leader. They don't want a leader who doesn't understand and who doesn't struggle ever, who they can't relate to. And the last thing she said to me, she said, Trish, you're going to go through fires as you manage the struggle that you have that shows up sometimes. And when you've gone through a fire, it's not a problem if they all smell smoke on you. So y'all, from this experience, you get to smell the smoke on me. You get to smell that Trish struggles too. But most of the time, God's given me refuge from all of this because of the tools that he's taught me. And it's a really beautiful thing. So I want to share. Yeah, I just want to share that you are going to have fires too. There are going to be times when you're going to be on your journey of stopping the war with yourself and this journey of trying to eat God's health code, where you're going to have doubts, where you're going to think, is this really what I'm supposed to be doing? Because the world sure doesn't say this is what I'm supposed to be doing. Or you're going to see a picture of yourself that you don't like. Or you're going to have old thought patterns show up for yourself. That is going to happen, just like it happened to me. And I'm getting a little bit better about being onto it, right? Like this last Utah trip, that threw me for a bigger loop than it normally does. But normally, it's a day-to-day thing that I can manage. Because I do know that my body is never the problem. It's always my thoughts about my body. And I want to share with you, sometimes, like I said, I don't feel like I can qualify to be your coach. And I did take that to my coach and ask her, and she did help me, like I said. But I also took it to Heavenly Father. And after I was really feeling like, yeah, maybe I am qualified to be their coach. But then, you know, I just wasn't completely solidified that that was the case. Like I had some doubt, even though my coach was helpful, I had some doubt still. So I had been prayerful about it. And I want to share with you how God answered a prayer for me. And I'm just sharing this because I just want you to see that you're going to have doubts about whatever you're going through in your life. And if you have doubts, you can take it to Heavenly Father too, and he's going to help you. But this was a really beautiful experience for me. And I just want to share this beautiful answer God gave me. So I'm in a coaching program. And in this coaching program, you can call in and be coached. And in this program this month, they are learning about, this is not a program about body acceptance and stuff, but this month actually is, the theme is how to love your body. So of course that's my jam, right? So I'm like ears perked and listening. And so So that's what they're learning this month. And so you can call and be coached about that topic. And so let me explain. So like in Breathe, when you join Breathe, you can sign up for a 20-minute session with me, and I record that. And then everyone in Breathe can listen to that coach call, because when we listen to other people be coached, it's really powerful. And it helps you because your brain's not on high alert like it is when you're being coached yourself. So this program that I'm in that has been really wonderful for me, it's really helped me learn how to coach. But as I've been in this program, it's a little bit different. There's one, they record the coach calls, but it's a thing where you get on the call and you, it's a group setting, and you might get called on to be coached and you might not, but everybody's on Zoom at the same time. So I'm listening to this coaching call, and they use some of the tools that I teach with in Breathe. And so I'm listening to the call, and one of the girls that get pulled on to be coached starts talking about her body, and she's so devastated about her body, like, and so just beat down and discouraged. And she says, I've had a weight problem since I was a little girl. I've been on diet since I was a little girl. I've never been able to manage this. I've just, over time, I've just gotten bigger and bigger and bigger. And I don't know what to do. And she even went on to say the coaching tools that I've learned here have helped me so much, but I can't seem to apply it to my body. And I can't seem to get any traction about it with my body. And of course, she is saying, I've never been able to lose weight. I've never been able to take care of this. I just keep getting bigger. And she even went on to say, and it affects all areas of my life. I don't want to do things in my life because of how my body looks. And it affects what kind of mom I am. It affects what kind of wife I am. She's just miserable. So I'm thinking, oh my goodness, she's going to get some help. This is going to be awesome. So I listen to the call, and I'm just so, I'm just like, the girl basically gets off the call, and the main thing that she was told was, you're looking for your worth in your body, and you're not giving yourself enough affirmations every day to help with your body. And you need to do more affirmations. And she left the call pretty frustrated and discouraged. She didn't really have that breakthrough moment that you tend to have in a coaching session. And I'm listening, and I'm like, I want to start yelling to the screen. You know, because I'm watching it on my computer. I want to help this girl. I'm thinking, oh my goodness. Please teach her the self-care triangle. If you don't know what I'm talking about, the self-care triangle, go listen to, I'll link that show in the show notes. It's called The Foundation of Self-Care. That's the episode name. I start wanting to do that. I want to tell this girl, let's put your body in the model. Now, if you don't know what I'm talking about, the model, go listen to episodes 53 through 56, I want to say, if you haven't listened to that. But that's where we learn that our bodies are neutral. And they are a neutral circumstance. You don't believe me? You go to my water park and you see women in all different bodies, all sporting different swimsuits. There are women who are very small in bikinis, and then there are women very large in bikinis. There are women who have cover-ups in large bodies, and you can tell they don't have confidence about their body. And then you have women in small bodies wearing cover-ups who don't think their bodies are small enough. Like, everybody has such different thoughts about their body. And I just watch. It's like being at the zoo. I like love watching people there, because it's just amazing to me how every woman there has a different thought about her body. So we know that bodies are neutral until we have thoughts about them. they're a neutral circumstance. And if, and that's not going to make a lot of sense to you unless you go listen to those podcasts, but I wanted to tell her, your thoughts are what's causing you to be miserable. It's not your body. Anyway, so I watched this and I watched this call, and it's God giving me, showing me, Trish, you do have the tools to help women. You do have the ability to help. Like, get out of your own way and start helping. And so, yeah. Have you ever just had such a clear answer to prayer before? That was a pretty clear answer to prayer. To the point where I was like looking up that, because, you know, on Zoom, they sometimes your name is there. So her name was showing. So I'm like plugging her name into Facebook and wanting to reach out to her. I don't know what I would have said when I reached out to her, but I knew I had tools to help her. And some of the tools are the same tools that they use in that program, in that coaching program I was listening to. But some funny thing happens where we think that the tools apply to everything except bodies. I don't know why that is. But our body is a neutral circumstance. And the way you feel about your body is not because of how your body looks. The way you feel about your body is because of what you think. And that causes your feelings. And y'all, it gives us our power back. It gives you all your power back because we can start to work on our thoughts. And this isn't about, oh, have positive thoughts about your body. It's not about that at all. It's about that self-care triangle. When we think that we can hustle for our worth by what our body looks like, and then we are waiting to show gratitude to our body and have acceptance for our body when we just give it enough self-care, it never comes that way. We never get acceptance and self-care. Or I'm saying it wrong. We never get our worth and our gratitude for our body and acceptance for our body. That never comes through self-care. That never comes through changing our body. It's all work we've got to do all along the way. And so, yeah. And if I'm telling you, if none of this, what I'm saying makes sense at this point, you got to go listen to those other episodes. But if you are struggling with what you think about your body and you're struggling with, I just can't seem to make and keep commitments to myself. If you have all of that going on, come join Breathe. I'm telling you, you might just need a coach to help you look at your brain. And you guys, right now, until the end of July, you can join for 2 weeks for free. And in those 2 weeks, you can sign up for 2 coaching sessions with me. You can go and look through all of the content that's in Breathe to help you and see if it can be a blessing in your life. And that ends July 31st. So if that's something that is talking to you, come join us. But yeah, I have tools to help. And I'm so glad that God's like, Trish, get out of your own way. So I don't know, are you in your own way when it comes to this? Are you in your own way to take care of yourself? I help you get out of your own way, just like God helped me get out of my own way in this situation. So, all right, everybody. Do you like pictures of yourself? Yes or no? I don't know. I could have done a podcast all just about that, right? So, but today I just wanted to do about doubts, because I know that you might have had doubts in your health journey. Even though we know that we're following God's health code, and that that our bodies are a temple, and it's what houses our spirit, and it's such a blessing, we still have doubts. And as your coach, I have doubts too, because none of us are ever going to stop having a human brain. So we just have to learn how to manage it, right? And as your coach, I teach you how to do that. And I'm glad you're here, and I'm glad you listened to the podcast. And I hope that it's helping you. All right, everybody. Have a great day. Have a great day. Have a great day. We'll see you next time. A few things before you go. If you have found that you need help on your journey of taking amazing care of yourself and loving the space you take up in the world. Please, I would love for you to come join us in my monthly membership coaching program called Breathe. Breathe is a place where like-minded women come together and help one another. I help you by coaching you, and then I record that, and then other women will watch while you are helped, and then you watch other women when they're helped. And it's this community where women are helping women, and it's so beautiful. There's a lot of other perks when you're a Breathe member. So you receive coaching, you get to watch other women be coached, and then you also get to have access to any course that I provide. So right now, there's two courses in the membership. One is how to eat plant-based in 30 days without dieting. So if you're at the very beginning of your journey, that will help you so much. Now, if you're a little bit further along in your journey, you will probably love my course that is on self-care. And it's a self-care course that you take over 6 weeks. And it's a way for you to come home to yourself and start figuring out what does love feel like for you. And this is a course that I usually offer just to a group coaching program, but now it's also offered in Breathe. Something else you'll have is you'll have this community of support. There'll be a private Facebook group that you can check in with. And remember, you're going to be seeing these other women be coached. So you will get to be honestly their best friends. It will be a wonderful community. And you know, sometimes when we eat plant-based and we try to leave diet culture, it's a little bit lonely. So that will be a wonderful support for you. The last thing, I provide weekly meal plans. I'm trying to think of everything I can to make this process of you loving you and you loving the space you take up in the world and you taking amazing care of yourself to have all the tools for that. And one tool to simplify your life is a weekly meal plan with a grocery list. And that will also be available in Breathe. And all of that will be available on an easy app so that you can access it on your phone and you can, it can be very user-friendly for you. So come join me in Breathe. You remember, nothing in your life has to change for everything to change. And that's the work we do in Breathe. Have you come up for air? Have you needed help to keep breathing? I got you. Come join us in Breathe. All right, everybody. I hope you're doing great. Hope you're eating plants. And we'll see you next time. Make sure that you subscribe to the podcast. If you're feeling like you're missing episodes, it's probably because you're not subscribed. So wherever you listen, you just subscribe and then they will make sure that you don't miss an episode. Also, are you part of my free Facebook group? If you're not, you should be. Come on over, share recipes with us. And it's just a really diet culture free place to enjoy being online. And last of all, have you left me a review? Reviews are really important because that's how other people find the podcast, is through a review. So wherever you listen, go ahead and leave me a review there so other people can get the help that they need through the podcast. All right, y'all are the best. Have the best day. See you next time.